I suffer from severe anorexia nervosa. I have done for 20 years. I'm still struggling majorly. And the lack of funding is just ridiculous for you to stay in the community. There is inpatient care, but I've had a lot of that and it's never worked for me because each patient's different. I've been inpatient numerous times, and it's about keeping people safe in the community and just try and get a little bit of help, you know, whether it's therapy, whatever, someone as a sounding board rather than your family, because it's basically anorexia doesn't just affect the victim, it affects the whole of your family, from mum and dad, brother, grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, and friends and family.
Do you think it's something that should be spoken about more?
Definitely. I think it's very misunderstood. I think a lot of people just think it's a bit self-inflicted. It's a mental health illness. The brain is a very complex thing. Once you enter it, it's very, 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 very difficult to get out of it. I think if it gets caught early, you've got a better chance. But I did get it caught reasonably early, but I lied for a lot of years, and that's what got me in the mess years ago, and hence the impatience.
Is that just because the help wasn't there, or you just didn't feel up for speaking about it at the time?
I don't think there was much knowledge, really, of anorexia then. I mean, my mum and dad would have known about it, but I don't think they would have really mentioned it in a day-to-day. It was just... my mum took me to the doctors, tried to get me weighed and things like that, because she knew I was dropping weight, and I just continued to lie. Eventually, my brother got me to admit it, and I did. And since then, you know, the lies have stopped, and we are trying to work as a team, as a family, to try and crack it. But at the moment, I'm not winning.
When you speak about your disorder, does it help you in a way to be able to speak to people?
I feel ashamed. I feel that I've let people down, because you can control it in one respect, although the brain is very powerful. You know, the medicine is eating the food, but doing that is just so, so, so hard. Even drinking, you just get that focused on your weight being... It's never low enough. It doesn't matter what weight you are. It's never low enough. You compare yourself to people. But it's weird. If I see people of a normal weight, I see them as thinner than me. And, you know, my mum will say, you know, that they're a good 2-3 stone heavier than you. And I just won't... It just doesn't tally in my head.
That must have been a really tricky thing to do, to, like you said, speak, you know, when you actually first sort of admitted it to your brother. And I think as well, with people speaking about it, it's going to help others actually acknowledge it and understand. Because like you said before, people won't understand it and don't understand it. People think it's not a big deal, and it is.
It's a 1 in 3 killer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've been to the doctors today and my life expectancy is greatly reduced. And that's straight from my doctor's mouth with my mum present. But the frightening thing is that the struggle that I feel with fighting the illness, death doesn't frighten me. Living with it does. If, say, there's parents out there that there's similar symptoms, you know, just like they've changed their eating patterns, you know, don't jump on it too quickly, but, you know, people need to be aware.
Are you in contact with anyone else that has suffered from or is suffering from an eating disorder?
Talking to one of my brother's friends who's actually about my sort of age. Whether it's helpful for us, I don't know, because unfortunately with anorexia there are a lot of tricks of the trade, although I don't do them now. You don't want to learn a new trick when you know the most of them anyway. But I find it really, 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 really nice to speak to him, because he gets it. You can't understand. Mum can try, but no one can understand until you've been through it.
Do you find that, or do you think that you are being judged a lot of the time? Because is that sort of part of the paranoia of it all as well?
There is a lot of paranoia. I know I suffer from really bad paranoia. But I don't know, it's just... I always think people are talking about me. I feel like people treat me differently. I get treated like the 16-year-olds, and I'm 35, young woman, and I don't feel I get treated like that.
No matter what the doctors say, you know, you're still trying to fight it.
Yeah.
Every day.
I haven't given in, but I just don't think I'll fully recover. And only one in three do fully recover. But I'm quite happy if I live with it, as in I just watch a little bit what I eat, like other people do. I'd be happy with that, but not restricting and not eating for hours on end and not being able to have a different meal. I have to have the same thing every day, same times, and it's just regimented sort of eating pattern. But that's now, this past few years, I've gone into OCD as well. And that's crucifying me.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of the first times you've managed to raise money for Beat. That's a tremendous step, whether you think it is or not. I think other people will think, you know, wow, what an incredible woman.
Yeah.
And I do really think, you know, you shouldn't put yourself down at all.
Like I say, you know, I'm not doing this for praise, or I'm doing this to try and help at least one person, if not half a dozen people, not continue to go through what I'm going through at the moment, which is slow purgatory.